Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Anita Rosen being back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 15 years, she's been hanging out with us. And she is an author and a technology expert, a technology pioneer, even though she's just a baby. She was a little bitty baby when she was with the people who developed the first websites and e-commerce online way back in the 90s. They got her right out of elementary school for that. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, also e-learning 2.0, and a great resource for us over the years. ReadyGo.com is her website. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back. And I have a new book.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's called Integrating Agile Scrum into Your Waterfall Process. So if you're not a project manager, you don't know one word I just said. If you are a project manager,
right. You've
probably heard about Agile Scrum and Waterfall Processes. And everyone thinks they're mutually exclusive, and they're not. They're two different ways to project manage that work really well together. If you integrate them, you can create a more powerful project management.
Well, why don't you go ahead and finish that thought, and let's just do this segment and tell us the difference, because we got lots of different kinds of folks listening.
Okay. Well, waterfall project management is you start with one waterfall project management.
Okay.
It's a process of project management, traditional process of project management, where you start with you have a concept, and then you come out with a design, and then you build it, and then you test it out, and then you release it. So if you think about a house, you'll have your waterfall project management.
Right.
You have an idea of what you want to build. You create blueprints. You build it. You test it and make sure that it's working, and then you move in.
Right.
So that's called waterfall.
Makes sense. It's logical. Waterfall is logical.
Right. Well, it's logical. It's not that Agile Scrum isn't logical.
But waterfall, when I think of waterfall, I think of waterfall as a waterfall is happening because of gravity.
Right.
And waterfall management is the gravity of our logic, the gravity of our thinking. It's linear.
Correct.
Pretty much.
Right.
Okay. Now go ahead.
So now, Agile Scrum is a different way of, now, Agile Scrum doesn't handle that
Scrum. Now she's saying Scrum, ladies and gentlemen, as in rugby Scrum?
As in rugby Scrum. There's a
okay.
group together.
Okay, now Scrum, folks, if you don't know about rugby Scrum, it's sort of like a tackle, but it's a little bit organized, and it's a wacky thing, but if you've never seen a rugby Scrum, you should just go watch it. It's fun. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's a group.
But you don't know how things are going to turn out in a Scrum.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sort of. Correct.
So Agile Scrum is the name. Go ahead.
Agile Scrum is another way of project managing. It doesn't handle the first couple steps. It's not a group that handles concepts. It's not the group that handles design. So if I'm looking back at the way of my last analogy, which was building a house, which is you have an idea, you want to build a house, and then you have blueprints. You still have that house. You still have blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
Where Agile Scrum comes in is in your development, when you're actually building. And it's used on in Silicon Valley, probably ubiquitously in Silicon Valley, for building the Scrum piece.
Hmm.
And the Scrum piece, instead of having a leader say, this is what you do, this is our schedule, this is where we are, what the Scrum piece says is, let's put together a list of all the things that we need to do, and let's prioritize this list. So we have someone that's responsible for putting together the list, probably on the business side,
mm-hmm.
and prioritizing. And every 2 weeks to a month, They set the time. The engineers look over the list and say, they look at the top item, and they say, I think in the next month, our scrum is set for a month, we can do item one and item two. So they.
What's the advantage? I'm almost out of time for this one. What's the advantage of an agile scrum over a waterfall?
More flexibility. So instead of setting something up and you have 2 years to do it,
right?
And you start, and things continually are changing, and there's very little communication. It lets you, because your priorities are continually changing, you choose items from the top of the list and you work on them.
Do some projects ever have both involved in them? Both types.
That's what my book is about. Is
how to put them together.
How to put them together so that you have the best of both.
Say the title again quickly.
Integrating Agile Scrum into the Waterfall Process.
There you go, by Anita Rosen. Only she would do it, folks. I told you she's smart. Twain Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.